circonstances exceptionnelles, mesures exceptionnelles, qu'elles autorisent de manière humanitaire.
The latest plea for the beleaguered Aquarius migrant rescue ship came from the head of Médecins Sans Frontières, Frédéric Pénard. He issued a desperate request for France to take in the 58 people plucked from the sea north of Libya that nobody wants. Since this summer, Italy has refused to welcome rescued migrants in its ports. Its new populist far-right government says the country has already taken in its share, and it's now up to other EU countries to welcome the desperate people. This latest European standoff over migrants was resolved a few days later when Malta agreed to transfer the 58 children, women and men onto another ship in international waters, to then be distributed among France, Spain, Portugal and Germany. It's a short-term solution to the latest rescue of migrants escaping conflict and extreme poverty, a wave of desperate people that shows no sign of ending. And it's the latest incident in what head of rescue aboard the Aquarius, Nick Romaniuk, says is a shameful European-wide attack on humanitarian rescuers.
We are being completely blindsided. There's no information coming to the Aquarius. We're being boycotted by merchant vessels in the area. There is no information being sent to us by the Libyan authorities or the Italian authorities. And the information is about boats in distress. It's about people in danger who need to be saved immediately.
Romaniuk with SOS Mediterranee is on board the Aquarius with the rescued people. He says the rescue ship, the only one now in the Mediterranean south of Italy, is being purposefully isolated. He says up until several months ago, the rescue headquarters in Italy would share information with boats in distress with the Aquarius. Now, Italy no longer tells them about boats in distress or gives them the go-ahead to rescue migrant boats in trouble. Instead, it tells the Aquarius to get in touch with the Libyan Coast Guard. But the Libyan Coast Guard, says Romaniuk, refuses to respond to their calls and has even threatened the Aquarius when it's moved to rescue people.
It's no longer just the wind and the waves and technical problems. These are the traditional things that cause people to die at sea. It's now politicians and their policies that are causing people to die in the central Mediterranean. And no one cares about this. No one's worried about it. They said, we will stop people arriving in Europe, stop people arriving at all costs. If they have to die, well, it looks like European politicians and certain people in the public are quite happy to let this happen.
The official death rate in the Mediterranean is now the highest it's been in years, about one for every 17 migrants who risk the journey in flimsy rubber boats. As the Aquarius copes with hostility at sea, the vessel is facing another obstacle. Panama revoked their flag to operate in the Mediterranean, a move that human rights groups say came under fierce economic and political pressure on Panama by the Italian government. As the Aquarius looks for a new flag to fly under, Italy's new populist far-right government passed a security decree, making it easier to expel migrants in Italy and strip refugees of their status. Far-right leader and vice premier Matteo Salvini insists the controversial bill will make Italy stronger to fight smugglers and expel what he calls fake refugees. Human rights advocates oppose the bill, including a controversial measure that will strip immigrants of their Italian nationality if they're convicted of terrorism. Megan Williams, DW Radio, Rome.